I love cheeseburgers. I have loved cheeseburgers since I was old enough to chew. Beforehand, I was constantly tortured by the smell of cheeseburgers wafting into my crib. My mama loves hot dogs. Cultureless hog. When I was 9 years old, I started beating children up at my school so I could steal their money and get more cheeseburgers. Cheeseburgers are everything. As the years passed in middle school, kids tried to call me a fat ass. I beat them up. My first really good cheeseburger was during the summer of my 13th birthday. A young man had intruded into my porch and was telling me to buy vegan meat. I could not let this stand. Putting my hand over his mouth, I dragged him inside and kicked him down the stairs. He was not dead yet. So I strangled him with an electric cord. The gurgling, the begging, his arms flailing until they did no more. I put him in the meat grinder, had to crush the bones with my Chad Dad's hammer first. But the result was some really good lean pork. I put it all in a bowl and placed the pulverized remains in the oven. They came out a little burned, but I didn't care. No buns, and I forgot to make them into patties, so I settled for pouring some nacho cheese inside and mixing it together to make cheeseburger bites. Yep. I went back to school. A kid said I was a fat ass who would never do anything with my life. I hugged him and said he was so right. Another boy approached me while I was sipping a crisp Mountain Dew and asked if I wanted to play ball. And I did. I bounced the ball, aka his head, against the concrete until every bit of his skull had shattered. Then I sat on his face, which was far warmer, and continued sipping. Everyone knows exercise is an unhealthy progress made up by chads and fembots to make you buy water. A few years later, I was a sophomore in high school and was in my sweet 16. My only friend is a man who works at the local McDonald's. He gets me free McDoubles, starting a YouTube channel, calling it The Burger Beast. A kid told me I smelled like shit and needed to put on some deodorant. I punched him in the face. Then I dragged him inside and turned on the bath. Once it was moderately full, and he had screamed his throat raw, I shoved him inside. Then I sat on his back and played in the water, watching happily as the bubbles and the thrashing from my victim slowly died off. When he was dead, it was in the grinder he went. This time I had buns and cheddar, and I made his remains into some of the tastiest patties I have ever known. I fed well. That night, it pairs well with some tangy Mountain Dew. On my 20th birthday, my mom told me to move out, so I bit her throat out. She laid on the floor, gurgling like a fish out of water. Daddy wakes up. I stare at him. He had a heart attack since he and Ma were both about 98 years old by this point, and dies. Into the grinder they go, but not before forging their last will. Yum, yum, yum. I sold everything I inherited and moved into a small house. I become a full-time YouTuber. People like watching me talk about cheeseburgers for 4 hours, then consume cheeseburgers for 3 hours. More people, more cheeseburgers. The screaming, the blood, the grinder. The grinder. You mommy people. Oven is too small. People online barely donate enough to keep the house and enough groceries to sustain my love for cheeseburgers. I got a letter. It's from the local drug cartel. It read like these. Hola, grandullón. Hemos oído muchas cosas buenas y asquerosas sobre usted. Picas muy bien. Necesitamos a alguien con tu talento carnicero aquí en nuestro establecimiento. Ayúdanos a joder a la policía y conseguirás todas las hamburguesas. Sinceramente, un puto cartel de la droga, imbécil. I am so excited. I love cheeseburgers.